I suspect that children go to secret seminars on how to manipulate parents. Yeah, they are so good at it, so early, especially at bedtime. You notice? The object seems to be to squeeze out a few more minutes before you have to go to sleep, right? Let's see, there's water, and then there's praying, and then let's pray some more. Who can argue with that one? There's a sudden interest in talking about things. They're suddenly communicators. And then, of course, the ever-popular monsters in my closet. Actually, a lot of these things are based on real needs and real feelings. I mean, a lot of children really believe there's a monster in their closet and that the monster will come out and get them as soon as there's not a mommy or daddy in the room. Well, I'm sure glad we've all grown up now and we don't have to be afraid of a monster in the dark anymore. Except for one. Yeah, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the last monster in the closet. Our word for today from the Word of God, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 54, where this audacious statement is made, death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law, but thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, there's the last monster, the one that lurks in the dark no matter how old we are. Death. A doctor friend of mine, who is a follower of Jesus Christ, was at his 45th class reunion talking with another doctor friend who has always been an atheist his whole life since high school. But all of a sudden he said to my doctor friend, "Can you tell me a little bit about what you believe in?" My friend was pretty surprised. And he said, "Well, I'd be glad to, but can I ask you why you're asking?" And this man who'd been an atheist all his life just said, "Well, frankly, I'm nervous about eternity." You know, we should be, especially if we're not ready to meet God. God says that because of Jesus' death, death can be swallowed up in victory. Why? Well, see, the only thing to fear about death, ultimately, is meeting God. And that's because, as the Bible says, all have sinned and missed God's glorious ideal. And the sentence that follows that verdict says, the soul that sins, it shall die. That eternal death penalty, it hangs over us. I think even deep down inside we know that. And it makes us nervous about eternity. But Jesus came as our substitute to die the death penalty we deserve. And anyone who puts all his trust in Him will have their sin erased from God's book forever. John 5:24 in the Bible says, at the moment you come to Christ, quote, you cross over from death to life. Man, it's wonderful to be able to look forward to eternity and not fear it, not be nervous about it. One of the world's great preachers, D.L. Moody, in another generation said, when you see in the newspaper that Dwight Moody of Northfield, Massachusetts is dead, don't you believe it, for I will be more alive than I've ever been before. I'll tell you, it is so great to know that the Savior who's waiting for you on the other side of your last breath is the one you will meet and that you are ready to meet Him. Now, if you're not sure you belong to Him, then you're not ready for eternity. You could take care of that right now. You say, Jesus, I get it. You paid for my sins. I hereby trade the death penalty I deserve for an eternal life I could never deserve. Jesus, right here, right now, I'm giving me to you. I've kind of laid out this path, knowing that you're ready for eternity, at our website. And that's anewstory.com. And I urge you to go there today. I think it'll really help at this moment. anewstory.com. Death, that monster in the dark, pursues us all our life. And we know it always will. But you never need to fear that monster again. If you have your hand in the hand of Jesus, because He has beaten that monster once and for all.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.